Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Zion, Mishnah Hey, with a new edus of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yakim Ish Hadar, man from very important person in the town of Hadar, have a fascinating machlokas. You took the afer of the Parah Aduma, and you put the Parah Aduma inside of a kli that cannot be mekabel tuma from the outside, namely a kli cheres. So it seems to be very well protected. Now, it does say in the pasuk, interestingly enough, that what you have to do is you have to take the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the Asaf Ish Tahor et Efer Hapara, the Niach Michutz Lamachane Bimakom Tahor. You have to take it and put it in a Tahor location. So now, suppose you took the Kalal of the Chatat. The Kalal of the Chatat is the little container that you used to, nowadays they pretend that it contains boost and stuff like that, but it used to be the Kalal of the Efer Para. Of course, everybody would have his little bit of Efer Pora to be able to be Makadish the Efer Pora in case it became Tomei B'meis, and that way it would be possible to become Tahar. You took your Kalal of the Chatas, remember the Parah Aduma is called Chatati, and you set it down on top of a dead Sheretz. Now, you are used to doing that because a Kli Cheres cannot be Makabel Tuma from anything that touches it on its outside. So, okay, you figure there's no problem. Said Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yochim Ish Hador that in this case, the Efer HaPorah is ruined and it became Tomei. Because even though it isn't Tomei, but it's not in a Mokom Tahor. And the Torah insisted that you put it in Mokom Tahor. A totally new idea. And therefore, there's a new extension of place when it comes to the Efer HaPorah. And the reason that it was so important to be made was because Rebbe Eliezer specifically said that the Makom Tahor is not a new concept. A Makom Tahor is referring to the Kli. If you put the ashes of the Parah into a Kli, which is Tahor, so then it's in a Kli Tahor. What's the difference where that Kli is? So he himself was Matayer. So we have an amazing machlokas about the equivalent in a diraisa of the concepts that we have of the special takonas that were made for the pora, malos bepora. We have over here a completely new idea of a mala bepora in the Torah. The next edus. Here we're talking about the din of a nazir. And how long is the Stam Naziris? Okay, so remember that we were Derej, Stam Naziris, Shloshim Yom, and we even had the Yihyeh as the Remez in the Pasuk for the Gematria of Shloshim. Okay, but what about the din of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo? Remember that Klal. So in this case, person accepted the normal Naziris, Stam Naziris, Shloshim Yom. Okay, l'chatchila, we say he should only do his giluach on the 31st day. But the halacha is, im gilach b'yom shloshim, he's yotze. Why? Because mitzvah hayom kekule, and therefore he kept a full shloshim yom nazirus. Now, how about if he was mekabel on himself, shtei nazirioses? And he didn't say how many days, he just said, I will be a nazir for shtei nazirot. So now, what's the din of giluach? So, first of all, heyid Rabbi Papayis, the halacha over there is, of course, that you have to do the giluach, and you have to bring your korbanos. You can't wait until the end of the double term. You have to finish one. He said shtei nazirios. You finish one, and then you start the other and finish the other. So Rabbi Papayis was made that if you did the first giluach on the Yom HaShloshim, and that concluded your first naziris, your second naziris then begins right away. And it's as if at that moment you're Mekabel the second Gezeiros. When you're Mekabel and Gezeiros, whatever the time of the day is irrelevant. That's your first day. So when you were Mekabel and Gezeiros towards the end of the day, it doesn't matter. As long as you had a minute of Gezeiros on that day, that's day one. So because of that, your second Gezeiros began on day 30 if you had been Megaleach from the first Gezeiros on day 30. So L'chatchila, you should keep a full 30 days, and you should be Megaleach, therefore, on the 60th day, because the 60th day is the end, that's the 31st day, because it started on the 30th day of the first one. But if you would have shaved on day 59, it would have been the same as shaving on day 30 of the first Gezeiros. And therefore, im gilach yom shishim choser achad, your yotze. Why? Because the 30th day counts in both directions. It counts as the last day of the first Gezeiros, the first day of the second Gezeiros, and the fact that you use mikzas ayom kekulo both at the beginning and at the end is not a problem. Bidi avad, you were yotze both of your Gezeiroses on day 59. Amazing. Perek Zion Mishnah Vav. Heid Rabbi Yoshua v'Rabbi Papayas. That in a case where someone had been magdish a behema for a korban shlomi, and that behema had been pregnant, and now there's a vlad shlomi. What do you do with the vlad shlomi? So Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Papayas, they say the vlad shlomi has the din of a shlomi, and you bring it as a separate shlomi. Why is that not obvious? It's not obvious because Rabbi Eliezer, he held that a vlad shlamim lo yikarev shlamim. That since there's a chashash, that if you allow the vlad shlamim to be used as a korban, so then he might actually wait around with an animal for it to get pregnant and to have more shlamim. And that way he's got like this shlamim that he's hanging around in his rishus, and somebody is going to end up doing giza or aveda. And because of that, the Chachomi made a very harsh gezeira that any vlodas cannot be used for a korban. And in fact, you have to put them into the kippah and allow them to die. That way, nobody's going to leave it around, because the leaving it around itself is an iser, because he's going to come to be over on Baal Ta'acher, and he's going to be machshil people in Giza Aveda. So it's a very strong chashad for being over on a deraisa. This way, people will bring their shlomim as quickly as possible, but they want to have vlodes that they're going to starve to death in a kippah. Whereas the chachomim omrim yikrav, and they were made that the rov is that it's meant to be brought as a korban. Omar Rabbi Papayas, I can tell you personally that ani me'id, that I, when I was a kid, I tell lanu pora zivchei shlamim, and that zivchei shlamim we had during Pesach, a chanua b'Pesach, and then the vlad of that shlamim we had b'chag. The machlok is in the Gemara, whether b'chag in this case means atzeret, or whether b'chag means what it usually means, which is sukkahs, but then he would have been over on the asay, even though he wasn't over on a lot asay, but even though he's not over on Baal Ta'acher, but he's over on the chiyav of Yakrivenu. So the Gemara says it could be that it was sick on the next on Atzeret, was still not strong and gotten sick, and therefore they waited till Sukkot. But the important thing is, we ended up eating a Vlad Shlomim in our family. And that's my Eidos. Okay, Rabosai, wonderful to be together, and looking forward to seeing you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.